From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail the Greene County Legislature has taken a position against a proposed modification to the Clean Water Act. In a resolution passed last week, lawmakers alleged the regulation will burden farmers with costly and time-consuming permits and regulatory protocols. Greene County legislator James Hitchcock accused the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers of wanting to expand the definition of the existing Clean Water Act. The Maple Crest Republican said under the agency's proposal, a large puddle in a field, a typical farm field, could be considered navigable waters. He called the rule EPA overreach at its worst. Legislators and agricultural groups fear the changes will require many public works projects and farm activities to go through the permitting process required under the Clean Water Act, which is expected to increase costs to farmers and to taxpayers as well. The public comment period for the proposed rule is open until October 20th. For more information, go to water.epa.gov. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Airport Committee is now in the process of deciding what its next steps should be. Earlier this month, the FAA reclassified the Ghent Airport, allowing the runway safety zone to be reduced from 1,000 to 300 feet. The county now may only need a little less than 14 acres of land to implement its runway safety plan. Committee Chairman Art Basson said the committee first needs to know what aerial navigation easements are needed and how much they are appraised for before initiating a conversation with Carmen Nero, the adjacent property owner. Nero previously rejected the county's offer to purchase 16 acres and 90 acres of aerial navigation easements for $629,000. Basson said ultimately the county will pay Nero what the experts say the property is worth, nothing more. Read the full story in the Register Star. Lauren Stanforth is reporting in the Times Union, during a five-year time span, school-age children who are classified as homeless almost doubled in New York State. The trend was driven by the recession and family displacements due to Tropical Storm Irene and Superstorm Sandy. More than 2,000 school-age children in the four-county capital region were classified as homeless during the 2012-2013 year, according to data reported by the State Education Department. The city of Albany's levels more than doubled what they were before the recession hit in late 2008. These statistics include not only children who are living in motels, shelters, campgrounds, and abandoned buildings, but those who are temporarily living with others with or without their parents. Read the full story in the Times Union. For today's local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There is a chance of mainly non-severe thunderstorms all day Tuesday, June 24th, mainly north and west of the capital region. Any thunderstorm that forms will move west-southwest to east-northeast around 30 miles per hour. Thunderstorms could contain localized heavy rainfall and gusty winds. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 88, and tonight a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m. Some storms could produce heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 65, the chance of precipitation is 40%. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely. After 1 p.m., some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It'll be cloudy with a high near 83, and Wednesday night showers are likely and possibly thunderstorms. Cloudy with a low around 67. Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83, and Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 81, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:35 p.m. with the length of the day being 15 hours and 15 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.